Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 166 for Tuesday, December 1st. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market posted solid gains on Tuesday in sympathy with a stronger U.S. soy complex. Canola was anywhere from $5 to $6 higher, with the January contract checking in at $471.50 per ton. The Canadian dollar was weaker relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more attractive to out-of-country buyers. The Argentine government did not reduce its export tax on soybeans as heavily as many had predicted. The tax was lowered by just 5%, which was much less than expected and supportive for canola. Australia's canola production is expected to be lower this year, which also helped to boost canola. Spreading was a feature of the day. Canola is not as expensive right now compared to other oil seeds, and that could encourage buying down the line. However, weak crush margins and losses in Malaysian palm oil were bearish. South America looks to have another massive crop of soybeans this year, and Friday's Statistics Canada report is expected to show a much larger canola crop in Canada than previously reported, and that weighed on the market. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were up 7 to 8 cents, with the January contract at $8.89 per bushel. The market received a boost from the Environmental Protection Agency, which released targets for biofuel that were higher than expected. It raises hope that more biodiesel will be needed, which uses soybeans. A weaker U.S. dollar and some short covering also boosted prices. There are ideas soybeans are sitting at a fairly low price right now, and traders are hesitant to push the market any lower. Corn was slightly higher, with the most active March contract coming in at $3.72 per bushel. Traders were also digesting the news about the biofuel targets as they raise expectations corn-based ethanol will also be in high demand. Short covering and the weak U.S. dollar were also supportive, while heavy competition from the Black Sea region and South America weighed on prices. Wheat was down 3 to 4 cents. The most frequently treated March contract came in at $4.71 a bushel. Improving crop conditions in the U.S. Southern Plains undermine the market. The latest report by the USDA said plant conditions in the main wheat-growing states were 55% good to excellent. That's up 2 percentage points from last week. Australia cut its wheat production outlook from 25 million tons to just under 24 due to excessive dryness caused by El Niño. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, December 1st. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.